LFA 2017. LFA 2017.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Ribo, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
As you said, LFA 2017, which means Litter Free Oroville 2017, started on Friday. I mean, officially. I know it started much earlier. How it is? After 5 days, almost 5 days of performances, of workshops.
It's great. So we had some days preparation before with volunteers, and this was incredible work done by them because they were working hard and coming every day to help us. So this was a good, very good point. And this is a little bit the aim of this campaign. It's to involve the maximum of people, so guests, but also most of the community. So we would like them to come and to participate. This is very important for us.
Is it working?
Yeah, not easy because everyone is busy, you know, and it's starting to become hot. This is the aim, and we will have the Trashen show the 1st of April in Visitor Center. So this will bring some good vibes, and maybe also people will come and see the work done in Kalakendra. So, but this was the idea here, to bring the people in Kalakendra, and we had a lot of units coming. Mm-hmm. So this was a good point, and they were really involved in this project.
The whole month is actually revolving around Kalakendra, and exhibition is already on.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
With some nice pieces.
Yeah, we have an art exhibition. Mm-hmm. We have also a lot of workshops, talks, movies. Yeah. So this is important, that we want this place alive, so that people comes. And even now, for these 3 weeks, if artists comes and they see that things are possible to do, they are most welcome to do it on spot, and to bring more life in
this. Kalakendra is lively every day,
Full
day, no?
Yes, we are there waiting for the people. Guests are coming, people from outside, Orovillians also slowly. And but the thing is, so we started with waste list, eco service, and upcycling studio to present the units. And after, in this big space, there are artists coming and different units, as I said.
Mm. Rewind 2010. That was a big year, no? It was really fun. I remember everybody was there. We were collecting trash, and then mm-hmm. the famous trash show in the evening.
Yeah.
Out of that, I remember Garbology came out, right?
Exactly. Actually, a lot of us, we found our heart in garbage. Like Mark and Oak started the upcycling studio. We started Wasteless and trying to focus on education. Mm-hmm. And I think what this campaign is about trying to center our efforts to improve the way we manage waste in Oroville. And in 2010, the problems were slightly different. Mm-hmm. And it was the Pondy dump smoke coming into our community, and there was a lot of litter around the roads.
Yeah.
Now, fast forward 7 years, I feel that the problems are changing,
mm-hmm.
and that actually the consumption of the villages around us is increasing, and we can see that in a few years they're going to outpace Oroville. In population, they're already bigger, mm-hmm. but in the amount of waste they generate.
Yes, it's and, a lifestyle, no?
It's a lifestyle change. It's happening with India's economic growth. And also what we need is then a better waste management system. And we need an integral one that doesn't stop at Oroville Bakery and continue at Ormodel and leave the stretch in between, which mm-hmm. is full of garbage, as you know now. But it takes care of the whole problem.
The whole area. In the report, I've already seen, but it's written like 10 individuals are participating with our waste management, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of initiatives which are kind of involved that people do
mm-hmm.
with waste. And I think what we wanted to do is connect everyone and have a larger vision for Oroville's waste management. And this needs a kind of place where everyone works together. So Mark and Oak upcycle waste, so they increase the value of waste. We teach kids about it. So there's a perfect connection with us. And kids can go home and pester their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So for eco service, it makes sense that we have this connection between Upcycling Studio that can take care of difficult waste streams, with Wasteless that brings kids, and with EcoService that picks up the waste every day. So it's more an integral service. So I think what we're trying to do, one of the strategies is, as Mark said, engagement with the community. The other one is to kind of see that we have a more integral approach to managing our waste, and that we look forward, and that we're
bioregion, no?
Yeah, that we kind of engage with schools outside. I mean, Mark and Oka are already in Edinjavani.
Upcycling is in Udavi, no? So it, yeah. Which is a so-called bioregion, right?
Yes. Yes.
What are the feedback from the kids, from the school, or maybe the villagers?
Yeah, so it's going slowly from the villagers, but all times when they are coming, they are really interested, and you can see that they are a little bit surprised, but also they see it as an opportunity. So it's interesting, and we receive also people from outside. No, so for example, this week we will have a school from Bangalore, so with young architects, and
at Upcycling Studio.
Yes, yeah. So this is a trend for the moment, and many people are interested to see what's possible. And when they see our production, they say, "Wow, it's possible to get something very nice out of it." So
let's say for those who does not know you, because we know what you do. Mm. But what do you do in Upcycling Studio? It's basically you and Oak, right?
Yes. So Oak is coming from the fashion design. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from the furniture design, and we treat waste as a matter first. And we had this concept about premium waste. So premium waste is a waste that is clean, and that it becomes matter, and that we use to do. So Oak is doing bags, cushions out of PVC, different material. I'm doing chairs, armchairs out of Tetra Pak, steel rod. And
you also, the first house you built partially out of that, no?
Yeah. I experimented in the house, and at the beginning it's always a little bit difficult, but slowly things become clear, and you find the good way to have a good result. So with Ribu and Oak, we went to Germany a few weeks ago to start work with different countries around upcycling. So it's a project called Start Upcycling. Mm-hmm. And so we will receive them in September, all this group of about a bunch of people coming from around the world. And so, yeah, its interest is here for sure, and it's increasing, no? So waste will always be there, and more
be produced. So, terribly, a lot, yeah.
This is not very good news, but we have to do with that, and trying to get more conscious. And the thing is to reduce, reuse, recycle. So
reduce, reuse, recycle.
But reduce first. We don't want more waste. We have to reduce our consumption. No other way.
I think, Ribu, you probably know which are the initiatives here in Oroville, like PTTC. Where are we heading? Do we have approaches?
We have approaches.
Reduce, reuse, and so forth.
I mean, what's really nice in Oroville is that the scale, like Mark was talking about, we're getting this international project, and we can see when we're talking to partners in Rio or in Athens that the scale, it's just impossible to see the change in a big city. And Oroville, we have this city kind of mentality in a village, right? Yeah, it's small. We're kind of educated, we're passionate about different things, and we're here in very small numbers. So what we can do is we can test things really easily. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting with Mark's workshops, with what we do with children, with PTDC. So there's a lot of people doing work. There's EcoPro that do EcoSan toilets. They they make EM. There's Margarita that does probiotics. EcoFem that, looks at menstrual hygiene, reusable pads. There's fashion designers that integrate waste into their
Oral Creation,
Dorothy. What else? There's so many initiatives.
But if I go from the personal level, I think produce for me is really important, because we can buy the rice with our own containers, which, every time you one plastic bag less, no? Mm. Isn't it?
Sure.
You take your oats with your container, you bring one, so you actually use
less. Yeah, no, that's definitely a great initiative in Oroville. And you compare it and contrast it to the other retail outlets where we can get food, and you can see there's a huge difference. So we as a community need to value this more.
Mm-hmm.
And when we value it, then it becomes easier for the people organizing those activities to grow and to have a bigger impact. And so centering the value around waste, and like Mark was talking about, becoming conscious that waste is matter, and that it's a resource instead of something
that's
useless. Yeah. So it's changing that paradigm shift you talk about also.
Probably we need the reuse, as you said, reuse, recycle. Yes, it's also another thing which I think we are forgetting, or at least in the city people forgetting, that you have to treat your waste. It doesn't, you really have to wash it, you don't leave it, no, stuff like that. These are the small steps which leads you to something that it can be reused,
And this makes the important thing, it's not just Ribou or Oak or Ecoservice who are resolving the problem, it starts with ourselves, no?
Yeah.
So, and every day. So it's also, okay, I have to wash things, but I try not to use too much water to wash it. So it's really all the chain. And after you think, oh, okay, waste, but what about the water? What about the food? So it's not just waste. It's the whole package, no?
Mm-hmm.
So so slowly this makes sense, and we try to be more conscious on our level. But as I said, same with water, with motorbikes, with blah blah blah, all the things,
energy,
housing. Yeah, yeah, it's everything. So it's integral.
If we look around, unfortunately, Oroville is still a big consuming place, no? As you mentioned, the plates and stuff.
Yeah, but we went to the west now, to Berlin, and so I can assure you that...
we're doing great.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's... It could be worse, okay, but...
it could be better too, no?
For sure, it could be better, and it's day after day, but... we are not so so big consumers as what we were living there.
It depends on where you look. Now, if we compare ourselves to a local villager living 1 kilometer from the town hall in Bharatipuram, their consumption is like 10% of what we consume. Even if we're packing our rice without bulk, they just consume less than we do. Less dairy, less meat, less vegetables that come from Uti. All of that has a lower impact than us. Now, if we compare our lifestyles in Oroville to, let's say, the average Western or American lifestyle, then we have much less carbon footprint, much less waste. But the point is not to compare at one particular point and say, I'm doing better than them, so I'm fine. Sustainability is a road. You don't get to a destination and you're sustainable. You have to continuously improve. So Oroville has improved a lot in the last 7 years since the last LFA, but we have a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly what we're trying to do is this little campaign is kind of to spark more participation all year. So this year, 2017, so that we have a celebration about waste and about becoming conscious of what we throw away in 2018 for Oroville's 50th birthday. And that kind of coincides with our goal to build infrastructure, to build a center that would kind of facilitate sharing across disciplines. So Mark does upcycling and he can create wonderful, useful, valuable things from waste. I work with kids and Palani and Kali work at the Ecoservice. Now when we work together physically in one building, the sharing and innovation will happen much better than now I bring my kids to upcycling studio or Mark comes to our office to discuss about a particular matter. So this is what we want to do, is proactively improve our waste management and also have these links in our little village that can really share something with the world. And I think we've improved a lot the last 7 years, and it's really exciting to be working on an EU-funded project. When we go to Berlin and we show them what we both do, and we have fun as well. But everyone there in Berlin was like, wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think this is the bridge that Mother envisioned, or it's my interpretation of the charter there, is we're creating this bridge with Oroville and with outside, and focused on one of humanity's most dirty problems, on waste, where not many people want to do stuff on. So here we have the scale, we have the possibility, possibility, we have the expertise. And
the laboratory. This is really the, living. The place to experiment. This is a great place for that.
Because the numbers, when you look at the cities, they are shocking. You know how many tons for a household is produced. But apart from that, also since we are in India, I recently saw that in Delhi, there's no use of plastic bags anymore, right?
Yeah, bans plastic. Yeah.
Some African countries
Kenya
also that
just jumped on board. Yeah,
Rwanda, Uganda, I think as well. The whole planet is, you know, they're seeing that we're gonna choke up in the trash. There are already islands of trash, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stay with what's going on with LFA 2017. I think on Thursday you will have an interesting talk, two of you, right?
Yes.
Mainly Mark.
No, but about this project, so from the European Community Startup Cycling, so I would like to present it and to ask young people from Orville and non-Orvillian to come and let's see how we can involve them in this project and so to share and to experiment and to earn also some money. So let's see how far we can go, and it's a very exciting project. So
it sounds really good. And then you said on 1st of April the Trash and Show, which is going to be another blast, no? It's always fun, no? Last time I remember that, what was the wedding gown? Plastic bags and all kind of things, And
1st of April in Visitor Center, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing. What else is also a big thing that we're having in
the end? All these workshops, like Mark is going to be teaching people how to do how to build with Tetra Paks. Oak is going to do things with the upcycling cushion.
Gabriel is doing the puppets, no?
Yes. Fantastic puppet show.
Yeah.
And making puppets.
You have another team joining you, Unicorn Collective, right?
Yes, yes. They are doing these giant puppets and they are performing.
Trash, yeah, we have to
And they are doing also these workshops with kids and adults to create river and fishes. Emiko is doing this origami workshop. Uh-huh. Orville Paper is giving workshop in Orville Paper. So tomorrow, Thursday, and Well Paper, Shranjali will show some, make some demonstration on the 8th of April. Mm-hmm. And we have also these movies, interesting movies around trash and waste management.
I mean, it's like a full schedule performance. If you look at it, wow. Mm-hmm. You guys been really put an effort, yeah?
Yeah, Maggie was helping a lot. Mm-hmm. We have a group who was fantastic, and it was possible because of this group, no? So Arley, Mukta, Oak are working on the Trash and Show, and it will be fantastic. We had this Phoenix band with Nola. We have the Swaram group who has done also. No, it was really, it's how you see that community is involved, and when you are, they say, yes, sure, we come, and wow, cool. So it was nice.
Yeah, it is actually. I do feel a support. I mean, I remember in 2017, it's really, as far as I remember, we were all there, no? Okay, that's another point. Yeah, on 25th, which is that Saturday, the pickup campaign.
Little cleanup.
Yes. In Svaram, around Kotakarai. Yeah, it started at 9 o'clock, and all the people, all the units in this area will be involved. So they will go because I heard that there is a lot of litter there. So
Kotakarai.
Yeah. All around the Svaram, Ganesh Bakery, so all this that area, part. They will start to clean, and I hope we will have enough bags. but we ask them also to bring them back to Kalakena to see a little bit what's going on.
The collected trash will go back to Kalakena.
Yeah, because this is one thing, no? When you have trash, you try to hit this part, and it doesn't exist. So we have to show what's really happening, and you just have to open your eyes, no? And on the road and look at right and left, and you see all
you
this.
See what it is, yeah. So if one wants to participate, what he or she should do on Saturday morning?
I mean, definitely, if you want to clean up in Korokorai, mm-hmm. go there and join in. Or you can make your own cleanup wherever you are, if you feel.
I mean, bring the trash to Kalakendra.
Yeah. And bring the trash to Kalakendra.
Yeah. We are happy to receive all the trash, so we'll see how much, but at least we'll see. Mm. And smell.
Touch. No, we won't touch it, unless you want to.
That's the problem the service have, when the wet trash come in, no? Mostly you're not aware, or you just have to dump something, you have to do it, but that's it, no?
Yeah.
But for me, it's a joy when I see our kids, because they really grew up with that, and it's like, God forbid, mom, you didn't wash that, what's that? You know, the grates of the plastic, bottle, and stuff like that. That's, to me, it's a big step, because that's the next generation, no?
Yeah.
We both have children, so I believe your children also are reminding you.
Yeah, it depends on the age also, no? It's teenagers are still teenagers, so you ask one time, two times, three times, and after you do. We were also young, and you have different focus in your life, so...
Teenagers is a special age, so like, I mean, as somebody said, it's a cocoon.
Yeah.
So we wait for things to come.
Yeah. I remember this time when I was a teenager at home.
Thank you both for coming. Thank you for good work.
Thank you,
keep
Miriam.
It up.
Thank you for calling us.
And please update us.
Yes. Sure. Okay.
The major things will be recorded so audience can listen to them. And we are all looking forward, especially to the Trashin show.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah.
There's going to be some music as well, right?
Let's see. Surprise.
I mean, the instruments made of anything, almost anything, you know? Some of them are crazy.
Yeah, there was a fantastic performance by Noel's group and by Swaram.
Yes, yeah. For the opening,
which is really shows the potential.
Yeah. No, it was nice.
And one last message is that we should all think more about waste, especially this next year for Orva's 50th birthday, and kind of try to infuse our consciousness in waste and try to help to improve it in our own homes, in our lifestyle, buying oats or rice. Try to reduce the amount of waste you produce, and also get involved and do something, because I feel that there's a huge amount of power in that consciousness and involvement. So this is really what we want to do. So if you can't make it to any of the events the next 2.5 weeks and you don't want to go to the Trashin show, still get involved and contact us.
No choice, in fact.
Yeah.
Everyday life.
Yeah. Everyday. Starting with ourselves.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.